Following on from last year's hugely successful Back by Demand tour 2014 sees the legendary Chaz and Dave back on the road in the wake of their first new album. In 27 years, the critically acclaimed That's What Happens was recorded in Studio 2 at Abbey Road, which is, of course, the Beatles' room. And, yeah, fantastic. Released at the tail end of last year, it was Chaz and Dave's not only return to the UK album charts, but also return to their roots with a collection of early R&B, skiffle and rock and roll classics. Well, they're back on the road. That's the tour. The Back on the Road tour features songs from the album as well as Chaz and Dave's classics from now until November. The tour has been on for the last week or so and hits the Cliffs Pavilion on the 14th of September. In a moment, I'm going to be talking to the man himself, Chaz. Of course, Chaz, the piano man, and Dave Peacock, very famous in the 80s for massive hits. I'll be asking Chaz about Gurcha and about their Courage beer ads very shortly. But first, here's that song, Gurcha.
Now there's a word I don't understand. I hear it every day from my old man. It may be Cockney rhyme and slang. It ain't in no school book. He says it every time that he gets mad. A regular caution is my old dad. Well, the old man up the wrong way. Bet you love your lyrics, Dave. Gurcha, Gurcha. When the kids are swinging on the gate, Gurcha. When the paper boy's off an hour late, Gurcha. When the pigeons are pecking at his seeds, Gurcha. When the barker starts digging up his beans, Gurcha, Gurcha. I'm still preaching. He's always been the same. Now the old man was a desert rat, corky shoots and a corky hat. And me mama could have fancied that, I just don't know. But when the enemy came in sight, they gave up without a fight. Cause they rubbed him up the wrong way. When we rock and roll, records wake him up. Gurcha. When the Poles knock England out the cup. Gurcha. When the kids are banging on his door. Gurcha. When the bomber won't serve him anymore. Gurcha. Tomcats when they're kicking up a din. Gurcha. Told the boss bird couldn't get one in. Gurcha. When me mama locks him out the flat. Gurcha. When it's raining, they gon' find his head. Gurcha. In the mornings when his motor car won't go. Gurcha. Next door neighbour when he won't give him a tow. Gurcha.
There you go, listening to Chaz and Dave and Gurcha. And the man responsible for that, I'm joined Chaz Hodges. Hello.
How are you doing, Danny?
I'm doing all right. Was that your first song, Gurcha?
That was our first top 20 hit, yeah. That was 1979.
Because I remember, was that the advert they made for the brewery?
That's right.
Courage Best, wasn't it?
Courage Best, yeah. They saw us playing the song. We were doing at one of the many pubs we were doing around the East End. And someone came up after one of the gigs and said, we like that song you're doing, we'd like to use it for an advert. So we gave them a phone number, the office and that, thought no more of it. But they came up with it and went in the studio, recorded it, and yeah, that became our first first top 20 hit.
Yeah, I remember the advert very well, and then of course the song after it, and then sort of things, because some friends of mine used to see you in I think it was the Green Man, actually, one of the pubs that you'd done, and long before any of that, you and Dave were been around, and
yeah, that rings a bell, the Green Man. Where was that?
Leytonstone.
Yeah.
So you were doing pubs and bits and pieces all before.
Yeah, we were doing everything. enjoying herself, just playing everywhere, paying the rent, and then writing songs. And so you'd have seen us. There ain't many places that we ain't played in our time.
Yeah, and then of course you had. What I liked about it was the fact in the '80s, you know, when you were at your, you know, with all your hits and everything, the Rockney music, the Rockney label, and all that. It was really different, wasn't it? And sort of had its own. The music was very different to everything that was going around in the '80s. And
we become ourselves, really. I really sort of, cutting a long story short, I was with a band. I'd known Dave for a good nearly eight or 9 years.
Yeah.
And I was with a band called Heads, Hands and Feet at the end of just before I got together with Dave. And it's when I was in America touring, still singing in an American accent, and I thought, this don't feel right, singing to Americans in their accent. And that's when I thought, right, I've got to become myself and write songs about things that I know about, singing my own accent. Cut a long story, when I came back, I rang up Dave and I said, got an idea. I said, for a start, I'm going to go on piano as my main instrument now, and I'm going to sort of give up the bass. How about me and you getting together and forming it? And I said, I've got this idea about writing songs about things I know and singing in my own accent. And we had a pint over in a pub, had a talk about it, and that was it. That was the start of Chaz and Dave.
Yeah, and fantastic. I mean, some of the songs, I mean, you know, Mustn't Grumble, or That Old Piano, London Girls.
Yeah.
And I know that they wanted you to be involved with the theme tune for Only Fools and Horses, but at the time you were, you know, very famous. And
that we were in Australia then, you're dead right. And when it came through, we had a number one in Australia, we were touring heavily, so we turned it down. We would like to write the song ourselves. But they said the song was already written, so we said, oh well, you know, we haven't got time to do it anyway, so we never did it.
I remember seeing you in the '80s at King's Club at Canvey Island.
Yeah, we did that a few times.
Yeah, and I remember seeing you there, and you'd just come from a TV appearance on Children in Need. That's how good my memory is. And you went straight down to Canvey Island and did the business. You had a massive articulated lorry that I can remember.
Yeah, I know. We ever saw a point that we had a roadie that spent our money like water. I mean, we didn't need it, in short. You know, we were getting on with our songwriting and all this was going on. And you just take, you're dead right. I mean, it's a big Arctic in the little club in Canvey Island.
Yeah.
But we gradually put a stop to that and got back to a sensible setup.
Yeah.